You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Many of you have asked about it, and it is back, your favorite contest, Fan Phenom, your chance to win an audition. You're going to win that, and then you join the fan team. And we're teaming up with Jake's Burgers, DFW staple in our community. We'll host four tryouts. The first one, Thursday, August 7th. We are going to be there, by the way. We're going to be setting the table for that one. Jake's 7910 State Highway 78 in Sachse. Actually, we won't be there for that one. That'll be a different one. So that one's coming up on August 7th, your first chance to win Fan Phenom. And right now, brought to you by Ford. Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. He's on our hot seat, Wild Forks Ford Foods, wildforkfoods.com. Elite Game Day Grilling favorites. It is Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, what's going on, man?
How are you guys today?
Well, I got Fred with me today because Kevin is now taking his trip to Germany. So he will be gone until 2 weeks, like 2 weeks from now. So
during training camp, he goes to Germany?
I know. He's on a mission.
Okay.
And it is it's a mission to teach German children how to play baseball and about Jesus. So
well,
that's
I take it back.
Then. Yeah, that's his that's his goal over the next couple of weeks. We wish the best of luck to him. So I do have Fred with me. And Mickey, I really appreciate the video that you did yesterday for Best Buy Windows and Siding, talking about how you're going to work on your guns for Tank Top Tuesday. Because I missed Tank Top Tuesday, I rolled out Tank Top Thursday, and Fred has joined me. But, Mickey, you've been a very big advocate of Tank Top Tuesday, and I really appreciate it.
We'll see how long I could remember it, okay?
There we go. And, again, this is a summertime thing. You don't have to do it during football season, all right?
Okay,
so we'll,
good.
We'll let you off the hook during them.
They probably don't want me showing up at the Star with a tank top
doing
on,
the huh? Cowboys hour, showing off some guns. So yesterday's practice was a little different. Competitive, but maybe a little too chippy, huh?
Oh, yeah, I guess, depending on what's officially said and what's felt behind the scene, right? Look, they wear a sweatshirt, they wear t-shirts, and it says compete every day.
Yep.
And I think if you're going to up the level of the competition, at some point, boys will be boys, right? And so, yeah, you don't want the fighting, the shoving, because if it's a game and you throw a punch, you get thrown out. So that's one thing I think Schottenheimer's trying to impress on these guys.
Gotcha.
But there was part of me at the end when that happened. To me, look, practice was just about over. Okay, they were at 1:15. They had practiced an hour and a half. They were in shells. And I think it gave Schottenheimer a good excuse to do two things. I think in the back of his mind, and he probably wouldn't admit it, that he wanted them to run some because they really hadn't done any conditioning like that.
He talked about conditioning the whole week we were out there, Mickey. That whole week it seemed like he was talking about being in better shape and being in better condition.
Right, but they never ran sprints that I saw. A lot of the conditioning was part of the practice. And then it gave him an opportunity to chew him out about the fighting. But I've seen this before where coaches just go off on the team. And in the back of their mind going, yes, this is what I need. I need physicality, right? Now, you don't want punches thrown. So, I know it was made a big deal. But, hey, it's old school, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you run sprints in high school after practice?
It might take those guys back to a little bit of when they fell in love with the game. You know, reminding them. Except for that part. And I never want to do that. How was practice leading up to it, though? Like, they ran about, I saw charts, 46 plays. But I heard it was a pretty crisp practice going, like,
what they were
trying to accomplish.
And both sides, I thought, had their moments. I thought the offense, when you see on back-to-back plays. Dak Prescott throwing back shoulder fades from, maybe the 5-yard line. The first one to CeeDee Lamb over Deron Bland. The second one to Pickens over Marquise Bell. To see those hookups like that so close to the goal line, that'll give, if they can continue that, that'll give some defenses pause about how they play the Cowboys close to the goal line. And it might, if they see things like that, enhance their ability to run the ball into the end zone, which was something the Cowboys did struggle with the last couple years. So that was good to see. It was Dak hooking up with Ferguson for another one, and even Joe Milton got in the act with John Stevens, who, by the way, tore ACLs in the last two training camps, so it's been a while since he's played some real football. And that was good to see after, I think, one of the first or second practices in pads. He had a couple drops, right? And then you start, when that happens, you just kind of remind yourself, I haven't played a lot of football. I thought the team ran the ball well. And again, they're thumping up, not as much when you're in shells. And Jaden Blue, I thought, had a really good day.
Mickey, Fred here. Pleasure to finally get a chance to talk with you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. CeeDee was on this morning with the morning show, Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And one of the things he mentioned, which I thought was kind of a subtle indictment on the previous regime, was that there's more discipline in this year's group, or at least so far in this year's training camp from the coaching staff, and that he really likes that because, look, if you look at this roster, it's never been about talent, but it's been about discipline in key moments. Are you sensing, or is it a easily identifiable difference in the amount of discipline that's being dished out this year, or just in how things are carried out this year versus previous years?
Yeah, I heard him say that here. When he did, he was on the podium and he did mention something like that. Well, what does discipline mean? Does discipline mean guys, accurately carrying out their assignments?
Yeah.
Is that discipline? I'm not sure. You can talk about discipline, but discipline doesn't have anything to do with losing your quarterback halfway through the season, right?
Right.
And let's remember, until last year, this team went 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. I think that gets lost in the shuffle because they didn't advance further in the playoffs.
Well, do you think
you've built a killer sports podcast? You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
But maybe that's what he's talking about then, that it does take that little bit, and he kind of mentioned that a little bit, and I think RJ and them talked about the penalties and what have you, is maybe that the part that he's getting to where it's having the discipline not to make those little mistakes that separate going to a championship versus getting knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, when you give up 40-some points in a playoff game,
that's,
I don't
very
know
undisciplined.
If that's, I understand. He could be right. He knows what's going on. But again, I think we get carried away sometimes because of 7-10 last year, right? And there were reasons for that. I don't know that it was disciplines or penalties. We'll see how that plays out. Because remember, this is practice, right?
Not a game.
And they're trying things. And the reason you're here in camp to practice is to kind of get yourself in and perfect things when you actually play in a game. So, there's some young guys out there that are in situations that they hadn't been in a situation before. With Nate Thomas, This guy didn't play any football last year. He spent the entire season on injured reserve. So now he's suddenly finds himself working with the first team at left tackle. And it's like, okay, big boy, now you got to get out there and practice and, you know, try to improve every day. The reason he's there is because they project his talent, I think, a little higher than being a seventh-round draft choice that basically they didn't get a chance to see last year. So and he needs the reps just as much as Tyler Guyton needed the reps, and that's the worst part of his injury. Now, you know, 4 to 6, okay, fine. There's 4 weeks in August, and we'll see where he's at when they got to make the cut to 53 if they have to put him on injured reserve or not. But he needed reps, and Thomas needs reps too.
What have you noticed different about Eberflus's defense from last year's defense with Zim?
I think one of the things that he's almost getting back to what Quinn was trying to do, more attacking, especially with the front, especially with the defensive tackles. They seem to be more on the move than kind of trying to hold down the fort at the line of scrimmage and then let other people come in and clean it up. I think that's one thing I've seen that was different. And now you got to have the talent to do it also.
For sure. Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of maybe what's going on right now is a lot of experiment. See if what I want to do fits what I got to that who's trying to do it. So I think that, you know, I thought Eberflus was like, you know, what were the keys to stopping the run, and he said no house guests on defense.
Yes.
Meaning we got to have cornerbacks tackling. It takes everybody to be able to play the run. And if you look at what's happened in the last two losing seasons the Cowboys have had, 2020 and 2024, they were ranked against the run in 2020 31st and ranked against the run last year 29th.
Gross.
Now, I don't know if that's a coincidence or you know, it had something to do with a losing record combined with, in both of those seasons, by the way, losing your starting quarterback.
Do you have the cornerbacks that do that? You have it right now? I mean,
I don't know if I got them on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still missing.
Elam plays pretty tough.
Well, and we'll see, right? You know, he got bypassed in Buffalo. You know, he didn't have a bad rookie year. Then he got hurt. And then they drafted another corner, if I remember correctly, and somebody, third, fourth, fifth round pick, stepped up in his absence, and he really never engaged after that. So the guy's got speed, and he showed that, you know, he can engage covering. Now, I think the key thing will be what happens when they get in some of these preseason games, you know, how he performs, and they need him to be a top 3-4 cornerback. You know, they don't have Savon Revel out there either. Deron Bland just got back after he missed several days, and you know, they've got to find somebody. Diggs is not there, and it doesn't look like, you know, it's that close. Not only does he have to continue rehabbing from his surgery, now he's got to get in condition to play too. And so that's another factor that'll determine when he gets back into practice. And somebody's got to win, you know, that slot job on the nickel to take the place of Jordan Lewis. So there's a lot to sort through before they play that first game against Philadelphia.
Mickey, on the other side of the ball, talking about the wide receivers, look, we already know who 1 and 1A or 1A, 1B are going to be. We've heard Mingo's name thrown out there is looking really good so far. We've heard Turpin have his moments. Last year's you know, 2/3, Jalen Tolbert. I haven't heard anything really overwhelming about, you know, number one. Where's he at in the pecking order right now? And, you know, could he be a guy that, you know, could be a camp casualty when it's all said and done?
No, he's not going to be a casualty. I'll guarantee you that. Okay. I mean, we're talking the guy that led him in touchdown receptions last year, by the way. I think that gets lost, too.
It does.
And that was his kind of breakout year. He's had a couple drops. You don't want to see that. I think what's going to happen with that third, the third guy, it's going to be a rotation on what are you trying to accomplish on this play.
Okay.
And so there's been a pretty good rotation in there with Turpin, with Tolbert. Mingo's got some, although he's basically been on the outside when the second team receivers get in there, if you want to call them second team. So what are you trying to do? Because, see, the X factor and all that is CeeDee Lamb can play in the slot. So if he's going in the slot, what's my best bet on the other outside guy across from Pickens? Is it Mingo? Or is it Tolbert? They've been using Turpin quite a bit in the slot. And they lined up, I think it was yesterday, three guys wide to one side. I think it was to the left side. It was CeeDee Lamb, Turpin, and Pickens. Now, which one are you going to double? Because you can't double all three, and both of them could run by you, right? And I've noticed that a lot of the passes going to Turpin are not, you know, what we're used to seeing, little swing passes or a screen pass or using them in a jet sweep. They're throwing the ball down the field to him. Now, I'm not talking deep, but I'm talking, you know, 10-yard, 15-yard passes where if they're doubling, you know, the other guys and he's getting zoned, as long as he knows where to go, he's going to beat the defense to the spot with his speed. Let's not forget that this guy can scoot. So I think they got a variety of things to handle or utilize when they're going three wide.
Great stuff, Mickey. We will get up. We'll talk with you again tomorrow, man.
I'll be here. See you guys.
There he goes. Later. On the hot seat, Wild Forks Foods, wildforkfoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling favorites.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.